This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Brian Baldinger joins us now, analyst, NFL Network, former player. Hey, Brian, Ty's in the booth with you. Thanks for a couple minutes this morning.
What's up, Brian?
You bet, guys. Good morning to you, man. It is championship weekend, man.
It is. It is. You know, Brian,
let's in New York City here today.
Yeah.
Stay inside, get the big teeth, get the man cave going. It's
going to
be great.
It is going to be fun. Yeah, that's exactly right. It is. Brian, the NFC game, when you look at put the quarterbacks aside, right. You know, when you look at themes of this matchup or what you're looking that could be the deciding factor in this game between the Saints and the Rams, a rematch of what we saw in the regular season down in New Orleans, what do you think?
Well, I mean, you have to consider what C.J. Anderson is doing for the Rams these last 3 weeks. I mean, he got his chance because Todd Gurley was banged up and they wanted to rest him. And he's got 4 touchdowns and almost 450 yards. And, you know, he didn't play in that first matchup. He wasn't on the team then. But, I mean, that's a 1-2 punch. And you watch the way the Rams came off the ball against the Cowboys and ran for 273 yards. I mean, I don't think they could do that again, but it's still a good formula. If you can pound it like that with 2 backs, I mean, the Cowboys had a hard time with it. And the Saints are minus Sheldon Rankins, who got hurt last week against the Eagles. I mean, that's something to consider and something to look at aside from the quarterbacks.
Yeah, no, there's no doubt about that, Brian. We were talking about that. I don't know why. I mean, I get the Rankins injury, but I feel like CJ's not going to be able to do that again. I mean, both backs over 100 yards against Dallas is unbelievable. It's great. Something tells me. I don't know why. I mean, it's tough, isn't it, to do that, you know, consistently, especially at this level where a guy like Peyton and the way they scheme defensively, right? Maybe you could delve into that more. I know it seems like you feel CJ's going to get those yards and he's going to run the rock hard. But isn't it tough to do that on a consistent basis, especially you get this deep at the postseason?
Well, I mean, the Cowboys have been really good against the run, and they just lifted, you know, an undersized defensive line, fast and stunting and all that. New Orleans is a lot more stout. I mean, Cam Jordan is I was just talking to Lane Johnson 2 nights ago. He was the right tackle for the Eagles.
Yeah.
Went up against Cam Jordan, and he could feel his punch. Mm. He is a really good player. He plays a lot of snaps. They got this kid Stallworth in there who's a free agent who comes in, and he's played really good football intermittently this year. They're much better against the run, and I would be shocked if they ran for over 200 yards. But
right. Still,
I mean, if you can pound it up in there, I mean, everything they do is off play action.
Yeah.
And they run it a lot of different ways. I mean, they can run the fly sweeps and they can run the toss cracks. I mean, they got the whole gamut of runs. But when you can run it right at somebody, I mean, that's when you can break their sword and break their will. The Eagles couldn't do it last weekend at all.
Right.
No, they couldn't. How about Goff here? What we saw down the stretch from Jared, offense took a hit with the Cooper Kupp ACL injury, Brian. What about Goff handling this situation down in New Orleans in that dome with that crowd with an NFC championship on the line?
Well, you know, Sean McVay basically calls all the plays. So, you know, listening to Sean, it can be an issue in that crowd. I don't care what kind of technology you have in your helmet. You're going to see him with his hands cupped over the ear holes right there, trying to keep the noise out so he can hear the play. He's calling the plays right up until the 15 seconds when they turn the technology off.
Right, right.
And so, but, you know, I mean, still, I mean, Jared's got to make the throws. I mean, this is what they brought. This is what they traded up to get with the number one pick 3 years ago. This is what they wanted. They wanted him in a championship game, and we're all going to be, you know, he's going to be under the microscope. And, you know, Cooper Kupp was a big loss. You know, it really was. He did so many different things for that team, especially on third downs. But they've got more than enough weapons and ways to move the football. And in these kind of games, every quarterback, if you want to get to Super Bowl Sunday, you're going to have to make at least five really big-time throws where it's through the eye of the needle, it's a drop in the bucket, it's just a pearl. I mean, where you just go, wow, that's a throw. He's going to have to – you got to make at least five of those. We know Drew can do that. We know that Brady can do it. And we're pretty sure that Patrick Mahomes is going to continue to do that. The question really is what your question is. Can Goff do that? And that's what we got to wait and see.
Right.
Yeah, and I think that's going to be a fascinating when you look at the regular season, Brian, we saw this matchup in the regular season. Does that – you know, does that help the Saints, who were victorious by 10? Does that help the Rams? Does it provide any edge whatsoever, the fact that we saw this matchup down in New Orleans already and the Rams were there? They lost by 10, but does that experience play any factor at all on Sunday?
I think familiarity does. You know, they're not in the same division, obviously, so anytime you can be a little bit more familiar with your opponent, it could be just subtle things. You know, just it could be the stance of an offensive lineman. It could be, you know, the way that John Sullivan snaps the ball to Goff. I mean, it could be any little thing that you're going to glean. The coaches will, the players will. I mean, they're all students of the game. And so you certainly, and Marcus Peters probably is not going to get beat on a 72-yard touchdown pass by, you know, by Marcus Thomas, Michael Thomas, with, you know, 4.5 minutes to go in the game to put the nail in the coffin. That probably is not going to happen to Marcus Peters. But, I mean, you know, Michael Thomas, I haven't seen anybody cover him yet. So, you know, Twitter handle is Can't Guard Mike, and I haven't seen anybody. He's got 137 catches right now in 17 games. And, you know, some of those games, I mean, he wasn't really a factor because he didn't have to be. But when Drew needs to make a throw and they need to move the ball's going to Michael Thomas or Alvin Kamara. Now, what can the Rams and Wade Phillips do about that?
Right. Well, that's the key. That's what we're going to see. So let's shift gears, Bri. Let's talk about the big AFC matchup. The Sunday night game where the Pats are going on the road to Kansas City, going up to that tough stadium there, play at Arrowhead against a potent offense of the Chiefs. But I want to ask you on Brady. You know, we've seen him and how great he is as far as, you know, dealing with pressure coming at him. He's made a nice living and an amazing career off of that and that quick release and all that jazz. But, you know, you got this D-line, right? You know, I want to talk to you about that. I'd love for you to break it down. This Chiefs defensive line and their pass rushing ability, and that these guys are elite pass rushers, you know, from Houston to D Ford and Chris Jones. You know, talk about that a little bit and that awesome matchup with that excellent offensive line that the Pats have.
Well, I mean, Brady went up against, I mean, Joey Bosa and Melvin Ingram are every bit as elite.
Right.
As D Ford and Justin Houston. And Tom Brady could have played that game last week in a pair of Bermuda shorts. They didn't touch him. The ball comes out so fast. And so it's just he'll hit moving belt buckles at 5 yards a clip all the way down the field. Now, most teams don't want to play offense like that. They, you know, something's going to go wrong. They're going to have a penalty. They're going to get in a negative situation. They just refuse to do that. But, you know, the Chiefs are 31st against the run. And so Chris Jones doesn't even start. He played 31 snaps last week. Mm. He's a great pass rusher. But in my mind, the Chiefs' defensive line, they play way too high. And when I watch the Patriots, the fundamentals of the game, their pad level is just lower than the Chiefs. That's a big reason why they put up 43 points the first time they played. And if the Chiefs don't get their pad level down, this Sony Michel and this two-back offense, I mean, they will stay with the run as long as they can stay with the run, and they're going to chew up yards. He's a contact back, and when you run against and you try to defend contact backs, they wear you down, and he's capable of doing that if the Chiefs continue to stand up and, you know, and do all those things. You know, last week, you know, they didn't allow the Colts to convert a third down conversion, so they didn't have to defend a whole lot of snaps. That's more on the Colts than I think the Chiefs, but Tom Brady's not going to hold that ball very long and let D Ford turn the corner against Marcus Cannon or, you know, I mean, they're going to have a pretty good game plan about how to get the ball out.
Yeah, they certainly will. But Brian, and maybe, you know, the perception was wrong, and nobody thought the Patriots stunk, but everyone thought the Patriots weren't as good this year as years gone by. You know, the performance against the Chargers was so good in the first half, so brilliant in the first half, that even though they're, despite the fact that they're underdogs going into the AFC title game, Brian, I mean, everybody and their mother seems to love the New England Patriots on the road in Kansas City. The one issue I would have with that is this. I'm not taking anything away from the Charger performance, But let's also not forget, New England's been a much better team at home than they have been on the road, and that's been the case all season long.
Well, that's true. I mean, they're 9-0 at home, you know, and so they've lost a bunch of road games. But this is a different time. This isn't playing Miami in Miami. This is in Kansas City for a trip to the Super Bowl. Now, you know, they've lost to Denver twice on the road in the playoffs. And the last time they went on the road in the playoffs, it wasn't pretty. Brady got hit 20 times by the Denver Broncos that day. Von Miller and DeMarcus Ware, they feasted on TB12. The crowd can be a factor. The elevation, that was a Super Bowl championship team. They got beat by 2 points. Came down to a 2-point conversion that day. I mean, it's going to be a close game. You know, it's going to come down to a couple of different plays and who takes care of the ball. I mean, the reason why the Patriots won the first matchup is they had the ball last.
Yeah, right.
And it may
right.
come down to that again. I mean, I don't know how Patrick Mahomes, you know, found Tyreek Hill for, you know, 75 yards to tie the game up there at 40-40, and they've just left a few more ticks on the clock than they needed for Brady to go down the field and do what he did.
Brian, in your opinion, what's the best Super Bowl? Would it be Chiefs Rams? Would it be, you know, Pats Saints? You know, would it be Pats Rams? What do you think?
We're in the entertainment business. This right. is all about entertainment.
Right.
I mean, we want to be entertained on Super Bowl Sunday. The most entertaining player in the league by far this year is Patrick
Mahomes. Right, right.
You can't. It's like watching Steph Curry drain threes. You have to watch. I mean, you just can't. You can't not look away. So, if you just go, okay, let's give us the most entertaining matchup possible. I mean, you got to put Patrick Mahomes out there, probably against Breeze.
Right.
Because of what he has done. He just turned 40 this past week. I mean, he's still an elite, elite player. Anytime you get great quarterbacks on the field, you're going to get a great game, period. So, I mean, I think if you just want entertainment value and enjoy Super Bowl 53 in Atlanta, this league MVP against the guy that, you know, probably is going to be second in the MVP race, Drew Brees and the Saints.
Brian, how much would it mean to Andy Reid to get back to a Super Bowl again?
Oh, it's a lot. I mean, you know, look, Andy Reid's life is not going to be dictated by if he wins a Super Bowl. It's going to be a nice crown jewel. He's put 10 head coaches into the league. He develops people. He develops players and boys into men. I mean, he is an incredible person. It would make no mistake. He knows what this whole industry is about. It's about winning Super Bowls. And as good as he's been, as many games he's won, as many championship games he's been to, all of that, you know, he hasn't won it. But he has never had Patrick Mahomes either. He's had a lot of good quarterbacks, Donovan and Alex Smith. Nothing can't take anything away from any of those guys. But this Mahomes is just different. And maybe that's the only thing missing from Andy, is just having that elite player at that position.
Yeah, and I think for the casual fan, for the Super Bowl, it'd be great for them to see a guy like Pat Mahomes. He's entertaining as heck. All right, so predictions, man. I got to ask you, Brian. Rams, Saints, who wins?
Well, I was in New Orleans last week for the Eagles game and doing a lot of stuff. And the Saints were not impressive. Now, they won the game. But they really weren't. They didn't start impressively. They didn't really do anything for the first quarter and a half. But I still like the Saints though in this game. I just like the matchups, and I love Kamara and Thomas, and I think they're going to have a hard time with those guys. So I like the Saints, and I just, as much as I respect, and we all do, the New England Patriots, this Patrick Mahomes, I don't think if locusts attack Arrowhead Stadium on Sunday. Like, this guy's going to throw the ball through a crowd of locusts. I mean, it doesn't matter, I don't think. I think he's still going to play great. So I'll take the Chiefs. I'll take the Chiefs, and I'll take the Saints.
Yeah, I can. Brian, you know, your former player, how big of a difference, though, is it playing in that kind of cold? I mean, we're not talking about 35 degrees outside, and that's cold, 30 degrees. When you're talking about the temperature in the single digits, how much does that affect a player on the field?
Well, it affects you. I've seen Brady throw it. 1 year up in Foxborough when Boston Harbor froze that week. It was 35 or 40 below zero game day, and it didn't affect him at all. And we've seen him in the snow and the rain. It really doesn't affect him. We got to find out. Mahomes from Tyler, Texas. He's never been in that weather before, ever. But there's something about the ball in that guy's hand, whatever ball it is, baseball, basketball, that it just looks like, you know, he's just different than everybody else. I think they're going to throw it just fine. It's just a question of, you know, hanging on to it and catching it in that weather and, you know, and the footing and those kind of things, I think, are going to be a factor. But you don't know really how it's going to work. And I've seen the Patriots in a snowstorm change their entire blocking scheme against the Bears 1 year at Soldier Field, and all they did was angle block them. They didn't have to move them and put snowshoes on, and they just carved them up. So you know that they have all the abilities to adjust to whatever the conditions are.
Brian Baldinger, analyst, NFL Network. Hey, Brian, appreciate the time, buddy. Enjoy the games this weekend, and thanks for the insight.
Thanks, Brian.
My pleasure, guys. Take care. Enjoy the Sunday.
Enjoy the man cave.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.